Slacker and Steve on demand.
So there's a new rule for gift giving to your kids. And I want to run it by you sort of to see if you would have bought this as a kid. Like, I've sort of done something like this with my kids. I told you what I did, right? We don't give my kids presents anymore.
That's right. You don't.
We talked them into.
Yeah, this is cool.
I mean, Santa still stops by with one nice present. But we talked my kids into. They used to sit there. The genius that is Lego, if you buy one thing from Lego, they send you a catalog every like 3 weeks, especially right now. And they know your daughter's name and your son's name, so they get separate ones.
That's brilliant.
So it's like all of a sudden, your kids never get mail. All of a sudden, Mia, you have mail. It's like, oh, it's Lego catalog. So they would circle 18 sets of $40 a piece and up, and you buy them and they play with them for 15 seconds. And you're like, I'm not doing it anymore. So we talked them into like, look, we could buy you some of these sets, or we can go on a vacation. And you'll have that memory forever where there's Legos you're going to lose in like 5 minutes.
That's true.
And they're all in.
And they were like, yeah, you didn't have to drag them kicking and screaming. No. They were into it.
They want to go places. I mean, it's hard to get to a beach or anything because it's like Christmas time. A lot of families try to do that. So trying to go to Mexico or Hawaii or any place. But I mean, this time we're going to Laguna Beach. I've never been. But
oh, so SoCal, dude.
Have you been?
I have. You're going to be in surfer territory. There's a lot of
really?
Surf. Yeah. You're in a very pretty spot.
I'm not near where the fires were, am I?
No, you're
farther
good.
South kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah, you should be good. Oh, that's going to be fun.
It's going to be cold, but...
That's okay. And the kids are on board. They're looking forward to it.
They are on board. But here's... If you haven't convinced your kids to do a vacation or something else, there's a new thing. It's probably not even all that new. I think other people have it. It's just gaining traction.
These are rules?
It's called the rule of four.
And this is a gift giving to your child.
Yes. This is what you teach your kid that they should ask for every Christmas, is the rule of four.
Okay.
Each child should get one gift that they want. So that's that ridiculous Lego set or...
They get one that they want.
One.
That they ask Santa for. Hey, Santa,
yes.
What's that?
Okay. Or ask you, and maybe they get one from Santa. I don't know. That's a great question. Does Santa get to give them one that they want? I don't know. Does Santa give the rule of four and the parents give the rule of four?
Okay.
Or is the one that you
right.
want...
This might be parent
I don't
rule
know.
For, okay.
Let me see. No, it just says this is a way to teach your kids how to manage expectations. So maybe as a parent, you go, pick the one that you want, and you can write a letter to Santa for that one.
That's cool.
Because the rest of them, I don't think you want Santa to bring.
Okay.
Because the next one is one gift that they need.
Oh, like shoes or... Food?
Do you remember getting food?
Our side alone.
I can see you.
Air.
You're like opening your present. Corned beef? What? This is awesome, Mom.
Yep.
If only I had an Instapot. What? An Instapot? How did Santa know? So one gift they want, one gift they need. Yeah, okay. You're right. The need is like underwear, pajamas.
Okay. But yeah, you guys, that's a fun thing in your household.
It is a tradition of my family. I don't know why this comes up so much on our show lately that you've claimed that you invented the tuna egg salad. It comes up like 5 times every show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, for years I've had the tradition that my family gets pajamas. We each open a present on Christmas Eve and it's pajamas and they match. And I don't know if you've been to Target, Walmart, Macy's. They're starting to sell, like it's all they sell are matching pajamas now. Do you understand? I used to have to scour the internet to try to find jammies that would match for all of us, and now it's a thing.
I was going to say, it's a thing
it's
now.
It's a thing.
It's everybody. It's just getting ugly sweaters.
I started that.
Okay, wait, you started the tradition.
Maybe I didn't.
Of the family pajamas.
But I made it popular.
So much so, that now that
yes.
their whole stores are devoted just to selling crappy
pajamas. I get my Target weekly ad in my email. It's a whole family. They're all in their like red plaid thing. I'm like, that's my... I bought that two years ago, and I buy it from 6 different sites to try to match the plaid.
And now any family, just one touch
one
of
click.
A button, you got yourself.
Oh, you want matching? Ho, ho, ho. Anyway, where were we at? One gift you need. So that could be your jammies.
We'll give them one gift they want, one that they need.
I should have read ahead.
Why?
Because the next thing is one gift to wear. So what if the one thing you need is something you wear?
Oh,
then if you
killed
two birds with one stone. I mean,
that is what, basically you're giving them two things that they're going to hate. Clothes and something that they don't want.
The very first gift is the one they want. And it's you have to give it that one to them last.
There you go. You're right.
It's like, okay, corned beef, pajamas. When is Christmas going to stop? Oh, God, it just gets crappier.
What?
I'm going to roll through all of them in a row here. They should have gone in the opposite order.
Okay.
One gift you want, One gift you need, one gift to wear, one gift to read.
Oh, they just picked that because that word, because it rhymed with whatever.
Because I get to see kids clamoring, look, Mom, Dostoevsky.
Wow, look
at you. I hope I get an Instapot. This is dumb. Slacker and Steve.